We keep waiting for some big sign, some explosion, some moment where everything shifts all at once and we just know we're different, we're better, we're healed. We keep thinking coming back to ourselves has to be cinematic, that it has to be loud, that it has to look like a scene somebody would want to write about. But most of the time, it's not like that. Most of the time, it's boring. Most of the time, it's small. Most of the time, it looks like sitting still when everything in you wants to sprint back to the familiar noise. It looks like saying no to the easy conversations that don't mean anything. It looks like staying through the awkward pauses instead of filling them with jokes or distractions or polished versions of yourself that you know will land better. It looks like letting people see you before you're ready, before you're curated, before you have the perfect words lined up. Coming back is slow, it's awkward, it's repetitive. You do it badly before you do it well. You show up heavy and you leave feeling heavier sometimes because being real costs more than pretending ever did. We think healing means the loneliness goes away. We think if we do it right, we'll feel connected again automatically. But sometimes healing means sitting inside the loneliness longer than you think you can without reaching for the distractions that used to numb it. It means letting yourself ache without trying to patch it up with half connections. It means standing in the silence and not sprinting toward the nearest noise just because you're scared. Coming back isn't a victory lap. It's a trudge. It's a crawl. It's dragging yourself through the parts you abandoned when hiding felt easier. It's facing the rooms you emptied out when you decided being understood wasn't worth the risk anymore. And it's slow, slower than we want it to be, slower than the world tells us we're allowed to be. Healing asks for a patience we forgot how to have. It asks for the kind of patience that sits with you on the floor on the days you can't get up, the kind that doesn't demand you fix yourself in time for anybody else's timeline, the kind that says it's okay if today you just breathe through it. It's okay if today you just stay here. It's okay if today you're not ready to rip the mask off and shine. Maybe today you're just learning how to stay present without reaching for the old habits. Maybe today you're just remembering how your own voice sounds without translating it first. Maybe today is enough. Coming back doesn't look like crossing a finish line. It looks like choosing presence over performance, one tiny moment at a time. It looks like staying when you want to flee. It looks like reaching out when your hands are still shaking. It looks like speaking when your voice feels too soft to matter. It looks like trusting that even when you feel invisible, even when you feel ridiculous, even when you feel like you're walking backward, every real thing you offer into the world sends ripples you can't always see. And some days, it won't feel like progress at all. Some days, you'll backslide. You'll catch yourself performing again, smoothing out your edges again, shrinking to fit again, and you'll want to beat yourself up for it. You'll want to call it failure, but it's not. It's just part of it. It's just the body remembering the old ways and needing time to learn something new. You don't erase survival strategies overnight. You don't tear down armor without bleeding a little. You don't unlearn hiding without feeling raw in the places you used to keep protected. Healing isn't about never slipping. It's about noticing when you do, and choosing to come back a little quicker, a little gentler each time. And maybe the real miracle isn't in the days you shine. Maybe it's in the days you stay anyway. The days you stay soft when hardness would be easier. The days you tell the truth even when you know it'll make things awkward. The days you keep reaching even though you're still carrying all the old echoes of the times reaching got you hurt. Maybe the real coming back isn't loud at all. Maybe it's the quiet, stubborn refusal to keep abandoning yourself. Because that's the thing nobody tells you. Most of the loneliness we're drowning in wasn't built by other people abandoning us. It was built by all the times we abandoned ourselves first. All the times we told ourselves we were too heavy, too complicated, too much to be loved whole. All the times we cut off pieces of ourselves to stay palatable. All the times we chose fitting in over staying real. In coming back, it's choosing to stop doing that, even when it costs us, even when it scares us, even when it leaves us standing alone longer than we think we can bear. Coming back looks like standing inside your own skin and deciding not to apologize for it. It looks like asking for what you need, even when you're terrified you'll sound needy. It looks like building relationships that can hold the full weight of who you are, not just the curated parts, not just the pretty parts, the messy parts, the aching parts, the parts you've spent years trying to hide because somewhere along the way, you believed they made you unworthy. And maybe, just maybe, it starts with one small thing, one real conversation, one unfiltered laugh, one slow, heavy breath where you don't rush to be understood, you just let yourself exist. Maybe it starts by showing up for one person the way you wish someone had shown up for you. Maybe it starts by building the kind of connections you've been aching for, not out there, not in the next big city, not in the next shiny opportunity, but right here, inside the life you already have. Maybe it starts when you stop waiting to be found and start finding yourself in the middle of the mess, in the middle of the noise, in the middle of the days that don't look like breakthroughs but still count, because you chose to stay real instead of hiding, because you chose to be heavy instead of hollow, because you chose to keep coming back, breath by stubborn breath, to the kind of life you can actually live inside. You don't have to burn your whole life down to start over. You don't have to quit your job or move to another city or cut off every person who ever knew the polished version of you. Coming back to yourself doesn't require explosions. It asks for something quieter, something harder. It asks you to stay exactly where you are, in the middle of your life, in the middle of the mess, and move differently. It asks you to bring a different version of yourself to the same rooms, the version that doesn't perform, the version that doesn't shrink, the version that doesn't need to control how you're perceived in order to feel safe. It asks you to walk into your own life without the armor, without the mask, without the curated distance you've gotten so good at maintaining. And that's scarier than any grand gesture. That's the real kind of courage, to stay inside the life you've already built and refuse to disappear inside it. Because you can't connect with the world if you're not home inside yourself. You can't build something real on top of walls built to survive. So you start small. You tell the truth when it would be easier to lie. You admit when you're not fine, even if your voice shakes. You let the conversation stretch out messy and awkward instead of filling the silence with something pretty. You stop translating your needs into something more palatable before you speak them. You stop apologizing for taking up space even when it feels uncomfortable. You stop auditioning for love you already deserve. And it won't always go the way you hope. Some people won't know what to do with the heavier, truer version of you. Some people love the easier you, the version who smiled on cue and kept everything light and easy. Some people will leave, and it'll sting. It'll feel like confirmation of every fear you've carried, that if you were ever really yourself, you'd end up alone. But it's not confirmation, it's clearing. It's proof that you're finally being real enough to let the wrong things fall away. It's space being made for something stronger, something deeper, something that doesn't require you to amputate yourself just to stay close. Because the truth is, we were never meant to be easy to carry all the time. We were never meant to stay light enough to float through other people's expectations. We were meant to have weight. We were meant to have gravity. We were meant to pull the right people closer, the ones who don't flinch at the realness, the ones who aren't looking for a polished mirror to reflect their own comfort back at them, the ones who stay when the mask is off and the lights are low and all that's left is the unedited ache of being human. And that kind of connection, it's slow, it's quiet. It builds over time in conversations where you don't have to be impressive. In silence, that doesn't feel like punishment. In presence, that doesn't demand anything from you except your honesty. You don't find it by being shinier. You don't find it by being louder. You find it by being real, even when real feels like standing naked in a cold room. You find it when you choose not to numb the ache anymore. When you choose not to outrun the silence anymore, when you choose to stay when it would be easier to go, when you build your life like a home instead of a showroom. And the hard part, the part nobody tells you, is that it won't feel like magic at first. It'll feel ordinary. It'll feel boring sometimes. It'll feel like sitting across from someone and having nothing dazzling to say and letting that be enough. It'll feel like reaching for someone's hand without knowing if they'll reach back. It'll feel like showing up with your anxiety humming just under your skin and staying anyway, because love doesn't come crashing in on a wave of certainty. It sneaks in through the small acts of staying, of showing up, of being heavy without apologizing for it. And over time, if you keep choosing it, if you keep staying, the life you're building starts to feel like something you can actually live inside. Something that doesn't require you to shrink. Something that doesn't feel like holding your breath all the time. You stop looking for yourself in other people's reflections. You stop measuring your worth in how easy you are to carry. You stop asking if you're lovable and start trusting that you are. Even in the days you feel like a mess, especially in the days you feel like a mess. And maybe the loneliness doesn't go away overnight. Maybe it lingers. Maybe it shows up in the quiet moments and reminds you of all the times you were left carrying your own weight alone. But it doesn't own you anymore. It doesn't define you anymore. It doesn't get the final say, because now you're not just surviving it. You're living through it. You're building through it. And little by little, conversation by conversation, breath by stubborn breath, you start realizing you're not carrying it all alone anymore. There are hands helping. There are eyes seeing. There are hearts staying. Not because you were easy. Not because you were perfect. But because you were real. And maybe, after everything, that was always the point. Not to be lighter, not to be shinier, not to be smaller, but to be real enough to be loved exactly as you are, right here, right now, without the armor, without the mask, without the need to hide anymore. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface, from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.